The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Texter on the Big Rock text line. This was back to we were talking about balancing the budget. And my question to you this morning is it something that that you think we can still do? Texter makes a good point. Budget balancing starts at the local level government, he says. My grandfather used to work for his local county government within the budgeting department. He had to quit because they were not accepting the proposals to help reduce spending. Apparently, if your local government spends less than their budget for the term, they'll get a smaller budget next cycle. So they spend all or more so their budget can get increased. And that is part of the problem. We need to start over each year. Just because you were budgeted one thing last year doesn't mean you should get that on plus some next year. And he's right. I've seen that happen so many times. You have a local agency and state and federal. I mean, they all do it. They want to spend what's in their budget so that they get the same amount plus a little extra next time. That's not how it should work. It's not how my budget works. 877-235-9405. Mike is in Rock Hill. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Just dandy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for calling.
All right. Here's my point. And you can help allay my fears, I hope. I love Donald Trump. I think he's a great president. He's the best since Ronald Reagan for sure. But here's my concern. What if Sleepy Joe decides to have Michelle Obama as a running mate? The Democrats already hate Trump. Lots of never Trumpers already hate Trump and would look for a dead dog to vote for if they could get one. So what would stop all of them from voting for Sleepy Joe simply to get Michelle Obama because they know that they're going to have Sleepy Joe removed from office because he's incapacitated? So help me relax on that.
Mike, here's why I don't think that's going to happen. First off, I don't think Michelle Obama wants to be president. I really don't. I know her name has been floated a number of times, and she's still a pretty popular lady in our country. But here's what I've always said about being president, Mike. I've always said I cared nothing about being president. I want to be a former president, because you think about someone who's got it made. The Obamas never dreamed they would have the life they have today. They have all the money they would need. They have all the freedom to go anywhere, do anything they want to. And I just simply don't think she really wants to be president.
Well, she's kind of a metaphor. There are other beloved Democrats that could be on that ticket. I mean, heck, it could be Elizabeth Warren. Who knows? But anybody.
Well, that's true.
With the full knowledge that Biden would not be the president, that's what concerns me.
Well, that's true.
Let me make one more point real quick.
And Mike, that's why we have a vice president to step in and do that. So I guess it's going to be interesting for us to watch and see who that vice presidential candidate eventually becomes.
Yeah, and that's the reason I was so strongly for the Operation Chaos, because I think Democrats who can vote for a harmless, sleepy Joe Biden, there are plenty of them who probably couldn't vote for communist Bernie. But anyway, so I think we missed an opportunity with that by Republicans not getting behind that as strong as they should have. But anyway,
it's not over yet, Mike. I mean, I think Joe Biden will probably eventually be the nominee, but Bernie's still got some fight left in him. Hey, appreciate your phone call. Thank you for listening in Rock Hill. Don is in Greenville. Good morning, Don.
Morning, Joey.
How are you?
Thanks for taking. Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. It's Friday.
Yay! That's not very enthusiastic.
Let's do better, Don. All right, let's back up. Let's start over. Hey, Don, Friday! It's Friday.
Yeah!
Free Speech Friday!
There you go. All right, what's on your mind, Don?
One great thing that Donald Trump has done has shown people that conservative ideas work.
Yep.
And he's wanting to do more. And I was just reading, I looked up the budget, and I found a WAPO, Washington Post, article from last year that showed by department all the cuts he wanted. And basically, majority of them were thrown down by the Congress. So we're gonna, if we want to do anything good for the country, well, we've done a ton, but to really do what we could do, we need a Republican House of Representatives. No doubt about that.
Well, and here's the other thing I think we need to add to that mix, Don, is we got to have term limits. One of the reasons that that even Republican members of Congress are hesitant to cut spending is because they have all these little pet projects.
To keep their power to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, term limits. Yeah, exactly. That the great example to me is the coronavirus thing. Mr. Trump says, "Well, we need $2.5 billion," and Schumer, "Oh no, we could give $8 billion," yeah. And you know, without even considering what 2.5 will do, where do they get 8? And then how come the Republicans are just going, we'll give you 8.
They're just going for it. Yeah, if a little bit helps, a whole lot will do a lot more. You're right. I mean, and that's the wrong attitude to have. That's why we have issues like we do, is because it's not their money. It's our money. And they just freely spend it.
That hit me a few years ago. I was going through some hard times. It's got worse and then got better. And I had a lot of free time, and I started thinking about that. It was right in the middle of 2008, when Obama was running. And just hit me really hard that it's an addiction. It's not their money. So, and they believe that it's bottomless.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's no limits.
And they believe that it's their prerogative to use it. And when you look at all the things that should be cut and definitely could be cut, and when you see what things have happened, when things have been cut under Trump, there's a lot of potential there, and we could spend all day talking about fraud and ridiculous programs.
They're crazy pork barrel projects. Appreciate your phone call, Don. Have a great weekend.